This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Happy weekend, everybody. I'm Freddie Bell, and welcome back to New Beginnings. This is a show just for you. We try to give you an aspect on a new beginning. And right now, as we start our program, bringing to the microphone right now the co-host on New Beginnings, Mr. Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects. You can find him in several different ways, rippleconnects.com, and also 763-438-1621. Mr. McKenzie, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Freddie Bell. Good morning.
Good morning to you. And it's really interesting that we're getting together and we're helping people during the hot summer heat to make sure that they stay focused on what it takes to really enhance their career. And this week we're talking about becoming a more discerning job seeker. And I'm just curious, why, in your opinion, is it critical for individuals to become more discerning when looking for a new job opportunity?
I have the opportunity to speak to a lot of people in different phases of their career. And I typically want to derive something that, you know, the good things and why they made, you know, a job seeker makes a decision that's turned out well, or someone that's made a decision that hasn't turned out well. And often what I hear is sometimes it's not always about the money or title or prestige of a position when you make a move. It's more about an opportunity, the culture, the organization for growth and challenges and really stretching yourself as a professional. And so often when job seekers only look at compensation or new title or it's closer to my home versus seeing the growth opportunity, often they're going to find themselves unhappy after a while. And you may be stepping foot into an industry that's contracting versus taking a job in an industry that's growing that allows you to grow. So when I hear this, we have to become more discerning job seekers. I know when one of our clients brings an opportunity to us, one of the first things I ask them, you know, in your estimation, what have you learned about this opportunity that's going to allow you to grow on day one of year twos, three, and four? I didn't say anything about, were you making more money? Is it a better title? Do you have a better office? Is it closer to home? No. It's an opportunity for a professional to see what day one of year two, three, and four looks like, and they see themselves there. And so really that is, you know, important for us as job seekers to discern if this is a good move for us at that point. And those, you know, we work with our clients, but I also like to share it with the New Beginnings listeners that more money doesn't always equate to more happiness or growth. I know that if you really look at your day-to-day, if you love what you're doing and you're growing and your more challenges are coming at you, you're going to be happier than if you were just making more money and you were in a dead end or just a confined position that may not, you can't see what day one of year three looks like. That's not a good position to be in. Do you agree with that, Freddie?
I agree. And it sounds like things have really changed over time. There seemed to be a moment in time, and maybe, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, it seems as if that the more opportunities or more jobs you had in a 10 or 15 year time span was better than our predecessors who stayed on one job from beginning to retirement. But it seems as if you're saying that staying put is probably a better deal. So are you also saying that job hopping can hurt someone's career trajectory?
It can if that career move you make doesn't equate to growth. If you're just looking for short-term compensation or title and you're not going to grow in that new position, that job hopping, you know, your time eats away. You're missing out. If you could stay somewhere and grow and take on new challenges and say that industry is growing, and you get better at what you do, and you take on more challenges, that would be the ideal way to carve out a career versus every 2 years seeking out more compensation or a different title, but it doesn't equate to growth. So really it's the growth piece, the challenge piece, and the growth of that industry sector, because that is going to allow you to really be at your best, and the compensation will follow in that regard if you do take on more responsibilities in a growing sector. So job hopping syndrome can hurt someone's career trajectory. It really can. And I speak to that because I want them to make a move if they see it as an opportunity for growth. And I start saying, what does day one of year three and four look like in this organization? And we teach them how to ask those questions in an interview setting, Freddie. Let's be honest. We have to be proactive. We have to be looking out for ourselves.
Exactly.
And that is exactly how we coach. I would rather have someone take a position that is potential for growth in a growing sector and similar money compensation plan. I would rather have them take that because I know long term that they're going to be happier. And when you're happier, you're going to grow, you're going to excel, you're going to take on new challenges versus not having that piece of growth and opportunity and lack of challenges.
Joe McKenzie is talking about becoming a more discerning job seeker on New Beginnings this weekend. And we're talking about that. And I'm wondering if you have some steps that you could suggest to someone to become more discerning in regards to evaluating new job opportunities and thus.
Exactly. And we really need to investigate the opportunity. And it's not just what we're going to read on a job description. That's not going to tell us everything we want to know. This is where that research piece comes in. We need to understand what that organization and what sector they are in. We need to understand who's been there and who's moved up. We can do that through LinkedIn. We can see how long people have been there. We can talk to people that we know are in that organization who've maybe experienced that growth. And yes, we need to investigate the opportunities much past the first 12 months of that position. We need to understand what the challenges are. What are we going to, how is our success going to be measured? What growth and challenges are going to be presented to us? Yes, investigate the long-term opportunity of a position and then overlay the compensation to make sure that this can work for you. But without that, Freddie, many people make those short-term decisions and they regret it 18 months later because they haven't investigated that long-term growth opportunity, in my opinion.
That's interesting. So it's important to take all of that in to be a really discerning job seeker. So to remind us, if there was something, you know, and we're listening to people, we're right toward the middle to end of summer of the month of August. So what can someone do this coming Monday or maybe over the weekend to prepare themselves as they continue their job seeking opportunity or maybe even preparing for that interview to make sure that they are a bit more wise as they approach this phase of their career?
Absolutely. An actionable step for someone that is looking at an opportunity is to start doing a deep dive on the position of that company. Use LinkedIn to see who's there and how long they've been there. I could literally take a look at someone that's been at an organization, how many years, what positions they've held. I can see how they're positioned in an industry sector. Often we have to do our research about where an industry is going. We see disruptions in our economy. Let's be honest. The brick and mortar retail sector has been hit hard because of the Amazon effect. We see disruptions. We need to enlighten ourselves and arm ourselves with that knowledge to make sure that we're just not getting too myopic with reading a job description and it says what the compensation is at the top and what they're looking for. We need to start researching. We need to start having conversations with people that are going to be honest with you about this opportunity. Freddie, that is actionable. And we can figure out If it's not that same company, Freddie, find someone in a similar company and have a conversation about that opportunity that's in front of them. That's actionable, in my opinion.
That's so important. And Joe, we're just about out of time. We've been talking about becoming a more discerning job seeker this weekend with our co-host Joe McKenzie on New Beginnings. If you'd like more information, 763-438-1621 or RippleConnects.com. And Joe, you do some fine work at Ripple Connects.
Yes, we do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And New Beginnings continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guides, simple checklists, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP job board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Are you thinking about buying or selling a house, or just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments? Then why not become a house geek? Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with Bricks Real Estate and a host of the Twin Cities Real Estate Show on this station here with your Market Minute. 4.1 is the average number of showings per week per listing in the median sale price range here in the Twin Cities. This is seasonally expected and is a key early indicator of demand in the marketplace. The median sale price is up by 7.2% over the same time last year, and the 30-year conventional interest rate is at about 3.81%. This is up over last week. The conclusion for sellers is rates are moving back up a bit, so be prepared that showing activity may slow down. This on top of a slightly slower time of year anyway. If you're not on the market yet, this can be a great time of year to work on those exterior cosmetic projects. For buyers, enjoy the slower time of year where there's a bit more inventory and competition is down. The fall market now is sadly just a little over a month away. Are you thinking about making a move? Check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com.
Registered representatives of Strategic Visionaries are registered with and offer securities through Securities America, Inc., member SIPC.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Happy weekend, everybody, and good morning. You're still listening to New Beginnings, appointed listening each weekend at this time. And right now we turn our attention to finance and money and investments. And that's really important, especially at this time of your life. If you're a baby boomer or someone who's close to one, this is something and it's an important portion of our program. All parts are important, but especially so because finance powers everything. And with us now to help navigate through this is Whitney Emanuel. She is the principal behind Strategic Visionaries. You can find her at 612-296-6939. Whitney, welcome back.
Thank you, Freddie.
So let's talk this week about risk versus reward. And I have to tell you that when I first saw that, I said, okay, what are we risking? And then what's the return on the risk? So what's the reward?
Right.
And you've told us before that one of the early steps in making an investment plan is determining your personal comfort level with regard to risk. Can you just talk about at the outset here, the really fundamental aspects of risk and reward?
Sure. So when we're looking at risk versus reward, it's important to frame it first. So what do they even mean? So risk is really the volatility of your investments or the difference in price that they make every day. So that's really what volatility is. It's really the up and down bumps along the way when you're invested. So that's risk. And then reward, of course, is the return. So 10% return 1 year looks pretty good. 20% return really looks good. However, you have to balance the two because in order to get high rewards or a high rate of return, you have to take on more risk or what is called in industry terms, volatility.
Everyone, we're talking about risk versus rewards. How do you determine what your risk tolerance is like?
So there are a lot of different ways to do that. What I do with my clients, there are really two exercises. One is a risk tolerance questionnaire. So it's going through saying if the market went down 20% and your portfolio went down 20%, would you be okay with that? Also, here's what you would see. Let's say you are aggressive and let's recreate 2008 with your portfolio. And I actually show them what dollar amount they could lose in another 2008. So really, determining what amount of risk you can take on is determining how really large of a short-term loss you can tolerate.
Interesting. So all investments, and when you talk about the investment tolerance level, what kind of levels are you talking about? How do you rate those? What do they look like?
Yeah, so there are going to be really 5 to 6, depending upon who you talk to. Mm-hmm. So I'll talk to you about really what I go through with clients and their various levels. So when we're looking at risk tolerance, we're looking at, okay, what is the amount of risk that you're willing to take with your portfolio? So I have it broken down into 7. So there's capital preservation. So what that means is I really don't want to take on any risk and I really want to preserve what I've saved. So the older, I find oftentimes that people who are farther along in their retirement, they are probably 70 or older. They don't want to lose anything. So they're going to fall into that camp. Then there's income plus. So with income plus, that's just one step up. You're wanting to get some income. You're willing to take on some risk there. However, you're not still wanting to take on too much risk where you'd see a lot of bumps in the road along the way. Mm-hmm. Conservative growth. So I see oftentimes people right at the beginning of their retirement in the conservative growth, which is a 3 out of 7 on the risk level. So with that, you're going to see some ups and downs with the market because you will have some stocks, but your stock exposure is going to be much lower than if you're aggressive. Then there's moderate growth. A lot of baby boomer clients of mine are in this bucket. So they're not retired yet, but they have built their wealth over time and they don't want to take on too much risk. So they're going to be in the middle of the road. If the market goes down 40%, they may go down 20%. Then there's growth. So this is going to be some baby boomers like this. I see a lot of my Gen X clients going with growth. That's 5 out of 7. So more stock exposure, less bond exposure. There's growth plus, which is a 6 out of 7. So this is where a lot of times people in their 30s, so Gen X, they like this because they may not want to take on the most risk, but then there's also aggressive growth. That's a 7 out of 7. So you're mostly in stock. So really, the more stocks that you have, the more risk you're taking on and the less bonds that you have. So whereas if you're more conservative, you're going to have more bonds, more cash, because you want to keep what you have, get some income and not try to lose it, whereas you could lose it with stocks.
Wow. So when you're talking with people and they say, well, Whitney, these are the 7 areas, I understand it, conservative, moderate, growth, growth plus, and so on. But, you know, I want to take the risk, but I'm feeling uneasy because I don't want to go too soft and I don't want to go too hard, but I don't want to be in the middle either. Is that a difficult person to talk with?
Well, if you don't want to lose anything, then you are subjecting yourself to inflation risk, which is a risk where you're not taking on enough risk. And so you're not able to keep pace with inflation. So that's what I would tell somebody who just wants to sit on the sidelines and not grow their money. But then if, let's say someone comes to me and they're 70 or 80 and they want to be a 7 out of 7 aggressive growth, mm-hmm. I would most likely advise that they don't put all their money into something like that, but maybe a portion. So it's really personalized. Every person's different, but I do try to guide people to take on risk within their timeline, because it's really, you lose your money officially when you cash out at a loss. But as long as you have a long time frame in order to make back what you could lose, then you can afford to take on more risk. So really what it comes down to is timeline, but that's why it's also important to be invested so you can keep pace with inflation.
Wow. So when you or someone like you talks to someone who's looking to plan out that retirement, an age guideline also goes along with the labels that you've placed with conservative, moderate growth, and growth plus, and so on.
That's right. And it's not even necessarily age. Like I said, it is personalized. So let's say someone's 50, but they're going to retire at 55. They're probably going to take on a similar amount of risk as someone who's 60 and going to retire at 65.
Gotcha.
So it really depends on how soon do you need that money.
You talked earlier in an earlier program about the efficient frontier. What does that mean?
Yeah, so the efficient frontier is a term that was founded by Harry Markowitz. He was a Nobel Prize winner in the 1970s, and he founded the modern portfolio theory. So what this is a graph that measures your risk or your volatility against your rate of return. And there's a line that goes through the graph that is the efficient frontier. So you can't have something, for example, that's going to be very low risk and very high return. It just doesn't exist. So the goal is to fall on the efficient frontier and then not take on too much risk for something that's not giving you enough of a rate of return. And so that's something that I do with my clients, is I measure their portfolio along the efficient frontier to make sure that they're taking the opportune amount of risk for the rate of return that they're getting. But then also I may make some suggestions if I'm not managing their portfolio. I would make some suggestions to say, hey, you can take on less risk and still get the same rate of return. And that's the beauty of the efficient frontier.
Everybody, you're listening to Whitney Emanuel. She's the founder of Strategic Visionaries. You can find her at 612-296-6939. And you're listening to New Beginnings.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
Says the spokesman.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
Hi, friends. I've been talking to you about Minnesota's first green cemetery, Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens. It's an entirely new way of looking at our last earthly step. Burials are designed to have as little impact on the environment as possible. For many of us, a continuation of the commitment we made during our lifetimes. Let me suggest you go to the website, mngreengraves.com. Explore what it is. Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens. It's a lovely place, a peaceful place. Minnesota's first green cemetery.
Taking prescription medication should not be a scary task. The staff at St. Paul Corner Drug makes certain you know everything about your prescription medication before you leave the pharmacy. Knowing what to expect and when and how to take your prescriptions gives you the confidence to safely take your medication and maintain good health. Should additional questions arise, we are here to help sort things out. St. Paul Corner Drug, pharmacy the way it should be, at stpaulcornerdrug.com.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Sam Turnberg. Today we have storms with a high near 70, while tonight could keep raining with a low around 62. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 82. Monday, mostly cloudy with a high near 76. And Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 74. We've had some strong storms with damaging hail come through the Twin Cities recently. Trust a locally owned Snap Construction for a free, thorough property inspection. Their staff knows the process well and has handled thousands of insurance claims. Free inspection, 612-333-SNAP, or check them out online at snapconstruction.com.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Happy weekend, everyone. I am Freddie Bell, and with me now is the founder of West Metro Hypnosis, Kelly Von Hanekoff. And you can find her at westmetrohypnosis.com, 952-222-3975. Kelly, welcome back and good morning.
Good morning, Freddie. Happy Saturday, everybody.
And the same to you. And today we're talking about coexisting with challenge, and it seems as if some people would rather run from most challenges.
Yeah, and this fits really nicely. In the past couple of weeks, we've kind of been discussing conflict resolution and things like that, and fixing things and knowing when to let things be, and this idea of coexisting with challenge. Some of the challenges that we have in life are really, really hard. Health challenges. Watching someone else go through a health challenge, watching someone else be in pain and know that they are suffering and know that there really isn't anything that you can do to change that for them, to fix it for them, that ends up being a road that they must take. And oftentimes, I think a lot of times, a lot of people would agree with me that it's having to be with someone in really, really challenging circumstances and witness that with them, knowing that there's nothing you can do for them. And I shouldn't say nothing, because we can always do something. And just that statement of witnessing someone else's challenge, acknowledging that you know that the time that they are experiencing is difficult, holding space that they are equipped and resourced with strength, power, faith, creativity, resiliency, all of these things, and making allowance for the possibility to still be able to experience peace, calm, to experience joy, I was working with a client who was really having a hard time reconciling this idea of being in this space where someone very close to her is experiencing a tremendous health challenge and yet wanting to be playful and joyful with her grandkids. Mm. Completely normal. Part of the human experience. And giving herself permission to have those moments of laughter, to have those moments of simple joy, to have those moments where she allows herself to kind of let all of the complicated thoughts, the heavy thoughts, become something lighter, and feeling the benefit of that, and just really being okay with having the experience of all of it, because all of those things really, it's life. It's the experience of life. And so for those of anybody listening out there going through a challenge, give yourself permission to coexist with it and know that it's okay to experience the other emotions as well. Joy, happiness. And yes, you're allowed to have fun too. You're allowed to take a break. You're allowed to smile and be still.
Wow. So it's okay to embrace challenge. And embracing challenges, I hear it as coexisting with it.
Absolutely. And coexisting all parts of it. Really accepting all parts, that all of these things are all a part of life. And it's really what keeps life interesting.
Well, so you see why we enjoy being with Kelly Von Hanekamp each week. She's from West Metro Hypnosis. You can find her at westmetrohypnosis.com, 952-222-3975. And New Beginnings continues right now.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
And we're back here at New Beginnings, and it's time to talk to our good friend Jay Hoppala, who's the Associate Director of AARP Twin Cities, and we're going to be talking about the Equifax data breach. There's a settlement, but first, Jay, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, we always appreciate your time and the great information you share. Before we get into the data breach settlement, for those that may not be keeping on top of it like you do each and every day, take a couple of minutes and get our New Beginnings listeners caught up with exactly what happened.
Sure. So back in 2017, Equifax, it's a credit bureau that operates in the United States, had a data breach, and they are authorized to have and best personal information on millions of people. Millions, 147 million people were affected in this data breach. The Federal Trade Commission has reached a settlement with Equifax, and so consumers who had their data exposed are entitled to some help.
And we're talking again in the millions and millions of people.
Right. It's almost half the people in the United States.
Well, let's get on with that settlement. What exactly is going on there? What can our New Beginnings listeners look forward to, hopefully?
Well, there's really good news. So for people who were affected, they're entitled to some help, and that could be they can choose 10 years of free credit monitoring services, or people can select to have a cash payment of $125. So anyone who had their data exposed can choose between those two. They monitoring, or they can simply check for $125.
That's a great deal. Now, if I don't know if I've been affected, is there a phone number I can call or a website I can reach out to?
That's an important question. So the website to check is FTC, ecofax.gov/Equifax. And Equifax is spelled EQIFAX. So FTC.gov/Equifax. And that's where you can check to see if you were affected and if entitled to the credit monitoring or the cash payment.
Do you happen to know off the top of your head if I am affected, if I can make my decision right there on the website, whether I want the check or the 10 years of free monitoring?
You can, and it took me just about 5 minutes to file mine, so it's quite user-friendly. Folks have to get this done by January of 2020, so we have just about 4.
And that website again is?
FTC.gov/Equifax.
Jay, we really appreciate the update on the Equifax data breach now that there's a settlement, and it'll be interesting, you know, if I've been affected and if I'm going to take the $125 or the 10 years of free monitoring, either way, it's a good deal.
Right. Consumers get to choose.
He's the Associate Director of AARP Twin Cities, Jay Hoppala, here on New Beginnings. Again, Jay, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Thank you for staying with us this weekend on New Beginnings. And with me now, we turn our attention to the Cormac Corby Health and Wellness Center, where we link up with the center coordinator, Kitty Harris. Kitty, welcome back to the program. And I know there's a lot of things happening at the Cormac Corby Health and Wellness Center.
Yes. Good morning, Freddie. Always a pleasure to be here.
Wow, it is. And you've had some, just a lot of activity. Can you tell us what just took place at the center?
Yes, we just finished up wrapping a wellness week that we did with our Cormac Corby YMCA. And for some people that may be new listeners, just want to highlight that the Cormac Corby YMCA is the only specialty YMCA in the Twin Cities metro area that services 40 plus individuals. And so we take pride in trying to bring in new activities and ideas that will get our older adults, as well as some of those younger folks that don't like to necessarily work out when children are in the mix, to come over to our center. And so with that in mind, this past week, we hosted a week long of activities where we had different types of classes and promos and giveaways, so that the 40 plus community could come over and check us out and learn more about the different things that we have.
I'm wondering, how well received was that? Because I know anytime you put on an event, the community does come out.
Yes, it was very well received. Each day had a theme. And so one day was water bottle giveaway. And so everybody that came into the center got a water bottle, and we talked about the benefits of water. One day was popcorn day, where we broke out our popcorn machine and had different types of toppings for the popcorn and talked about the health benefits of popcorn and which types of popcorn that a person could consume in order to have a nutritious snack. We also had a free day where the YMCA was open to everybody. And so that was very well received for the community, where people coming in and they had an opportunity to sample some of the classes and try out some of the machines. And we're very excited that how this program was received, and we're looking forward to doing this again in the fall.
It's exciting, and equally exciting, I just learned some information, and Will Phillips talked about this last week, that the Cormac Corby Health and Wellness Center just received a grant from the Twin Cities AARP for your health initiatives that will be taking place later on this fall.
Yes, we're always excited when we can partner with people in the community and they learn about the great work that we've been doing. We've been open 7 years, but we still have someone come in every day that says, I didn't know that you guys were here. So we're working with our community partners to continue to get the word out about our collaborative partners that we have on site and the health and wellness initiatives that we're trying to do, with the goal in mind is that if we get people active and moving before they start to age, that they will be healthier, they'll live longer, and they'll age in place in a better way. And this will reduce the number of people that we see in our nursing homes, in our hospitals, and as well as in our hospice care.
And to help people with their health, you've got a big blood drive coming up toward the end of the month.
Yes, we're very excited to be hosting our second blood drive in partnership with the American Red Cross on Wednesday, August the 28th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The last time we did this blood drive, it was well received. So we're hoping that we get a huge turnout again. And we're hoping that we get an increase in our African-American donors, because research has shown that African-American donors do not present as much as the other ethnicities, but there is a need for African-American blood donations more. So we're hoping that people will get excited about coming out and making a difference. And our partners at American Red Cross have provided a lot of free giveaways and goodies. And so every presenting donor, while supplies last, will receive a free t-shirt for doing their blood donation. So we're just very excited to continue to get the word out about all of these health and wellness initiatives for North Minneapolis.
Wonderful work. That's Kitty Harris, the center coordinator for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. And you're listening to New Beginnings.
Says the spokesman.
Hey, ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
Hello, friends. I've been talking to you about Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens, Minnesota's first green cemetery dedicated to celebrating life and protecting our environment. One of the many wonderful things they have is something called the Living Urn. Ashes are buried in an urn with seedlings, ultimately coming back to life as a glorious tree. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Why don't you log on to the website, mngreengraves.com. Learn more about Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens. See if it might be something that's meaningful for you.
I'm attorney Rachel Schroman of Schroman Law, and I've got you covered. I provide trusted legal advice in wills and trusts, supplemental and special needs trusts, powers of attorney, health care directives, probate, financing long-term care, medical assistance planning, and prenuptial and postnuptial agreements. These are areas of law that are intensely personal in nature, and I don't take the responsibility of providing counsel around such issues lightly. Learn more at schromanlaw.com. That's schromenlaw.com.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
We can look back to our own country and know there was a time when some human beings were considered property, owned by others. And the force of this unity idea had to break through, had to destroy such a concept that human beings could be property. The shout rang out from individuals long ago, "I want to be free." This month also marks the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall riots in New York City, when individuals in that extraordinary city of New York reached their limit. Members of the LGBTQ community who said, "We will no longer live in hiding. We want to be able to live our life." And they rebelled, rioted in New York against the idea that the only place they could be themselves were in dark rooms somewhere. They wanted the right to be in the full light of day, recognized, or as we would say here, embraced, loved, and empowered. The shout went out, "I want to be able to live my life." But there's still more to learn. Since the beginning of the American idea until this very week, people have continued to emigrate to this haven of freedom, this great essential American dream. But for some who come to our shores, they have no legal status, no place to call home. Their shout is still ringing out, "I want to build a new life." How can we as individuals protect this idea of unity? We can begin by not standing in its progress, not even silently accepting the status quo of limited privilege for some. My own testimony: many of us have learned great lessons from our parents, if not from teachers or others in our lives. My mother was not one who led a protest parade, but she did believe in standing for her highest understanding of what was right. I was raised, as was my parents' custom, in a Southern Baptist church. And although there was much that was great, the church also faced its challenges. My mother was the one who would sit in the front row, if you're familiar with that tradition, and at the end, when the invitation went out and people would come forward to say that they wanted to be baptized and become part of the church, it was my mother who would quietly take their names down. She was sitting there one day when not our minister, but a guest minister, was speaking. This was back in the early 70s. And the minister was railing and preaching up a storm about young people of today and how they're being misled into these strange Eastern practices and Eastern wisdom. And he said, "No wonder they're taking drugs in order to swallow such stuff." My brother happened to be a teacher of transcendental meditation. My mother looked up and very quietly, but very assuredly, she put down her materials in the front row, stood up during the sermon, and marched out of the church. Everybody knew something was happening because Wilda Stacy walked out. She'd later say, "I won't listen. I won't take on ideas like that speaker. Well, my chance came later. In 1976, the Southern Baptist Convention had its national convention in Kansas City, in the great convention hall there. I, being a local Baptist, was in the great special choir on the stage, a couple of hundred people, and I had a front row center seat. Then someone stood up, quoting the popular leader of that day, Anita Bryant, proclaiming that the church must purge these horrible homosexuals from the church. They should be imprisoned. Recalling my mother, I stood up in that front row, unzipped my choir robe, dropped it on the floor, and marched out that aisle among several thousand people. That was, and still is, a great trial for some. But recalling our beautiful song, here I am, use me. Each one of us has to decide what we're going to listen to, what we're going to perhaps silently agree to, or when we say, I renounce that, I'm out of here. We can look for those who still live at the edge of our society. And we can, each in our own way, give them a place at the common table we serve. The word we speak must continually be unity. The witness we bear must be unity. The life we practice must be unity. And I want to conclude with something one of my other ministerial teachers, at this time the Reverend Jim Gaither, was now the minister in New York City of the ministry that had formerly been led by Eric Butterworth. I had started a new ministry back in Fayetteville, New York, called the Center for Cultural and Spiritual Unity. The name was so confusing to some that we came up with the nickname, The Spring. But I was so pleased because when I went to a meeting at Jim's church in New York City, he asked me what I was up to. I told him, I gave him this grand name. And his eyes brightened. And he said, oh, you were using unity, not as a name or a noun, but as a verb, making it active. And that was my intention.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. This is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. Goodbye, everybody.